Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you. Almost wasn't here tonight because, or today, whenever you're listening, I thought I had a major computer glitch, but I figured it out. Kind of frightening when you lose touch with all your technological stuff. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the show. Glad you found it. Don't know how you did. Maybe you want to tell me. You can text me at 304-506-3332. Tell me how you found the show, what you were searching for. And if you like, let me know if the show is actually helping you in your daily life and the trials and tribulations we deal with as human beings on this planet in our brief existence here. I want to hear from you. 304-506-3332. Also, hit the website, bepositivepodcast.com. Click on the merch tab. Pick up something from the store. That'll help me pay these bills that are coming due to keep this show on the air. After 550 shows, it takes up a lot of storage. There's a lot of bandwidth. There's a lot of things I have to pay for. And as you know, I don't make money off this show unless you buy stuff from the store or you buy the book. The Positive Perspective. I'm working on the new book. I almost have a title for it. I got a couple. Once I narrow it down, we'll discuss it and you guys let me know what I should call it. But it is in the works. I am in the editing stages. I have many chapters already written, but it's really not ready to publish yet. But it will be. And it'll be coming out. I know I've been talking about it for a while. It takes a while to write a book. All right. What else do I got to say? If you want to tell me your story, you can always go to the website, bepositivepodcast.com/your story, and we could talk about stuff. You can email me, and I can talk about your stuff on the air, because a lot of people are dealing with the same stuff. They just don't have an outlet. And if you tell me what's going on, I can talk about it and maybe help somebody else. I want to read a quick letter that I got from Tina. She's listening on Spotify. She said, "Hey, Nat, I've been listening to you for a few years thanks to my daughter turning me onto your podcast." Well, you got a smart daughter. "You have helped me rethink a lot of my thoughts over these past couple of years, and it's changing my life. I'm writing about your most recent podcast, episode 561, Turn Everyday Challenges into Opportunities." Oh, man, this is so what I needed to hear today. In fact, I replayed it so I could really get it into my head. This past year has been a whopper, but when I slow down and think about the things I've learned about myself and my life, I am thankful for the challenges the universe presents me. Oh, yeah. So thanks for reminding me that every challenge is an opportunity. Have a fabulous day. Peace and blessings, Tina." Well, Tina, thanks. I love hearing from you guys, and I'm glad that your daughter turned you onto the show. A couple years now, huh? That's awesome. That's awesome. And I just talk about stuff. I mean, I don't have a plan. I don't have a plan here. Do any of us really have a plan in life? I don't. I turn this mic on, and I just start talking, and just words come out. And that's all I got. I'm not here to save the world. I'm not here to tell you something you don't know. I'm not here to try to make you think like me or be like me or emulate anything I do. I want you to be your own self. That's good grammar right there. I tell you right there. That is good stuff. But I want you to be yourself. And that's the most important thing. And you know what? A lot of times we get lost in reality, in what's going on, in our perception of reality. And there's so much going on in the world, and there's so much that is going to happen in our future, in our lives. I'm telling you what, there's going to be so many incredible changes to our way of life as human beings over the course of the next 50 years. I can't even imagine. Actually, I can't imagine, but I'm not going to make predictions or say that's you know, anything. We all see where the world is headed. We see what's happening. We have the capability of changing it, but we're going to go through a lot as a race, as a species, or species, however you say it. I'm not sure, but we're going to go through a lot, and we're going to be put to the test more and more and more. And I'm telling you right now, some of us aren't going to make it. Some of us are not going to pass the tests. We're going to give in. We're going to bow down, bend over, and take it like whatever. I don't know what the words are to say, but you understand where I'm coming from. A lot of people don't want to speak their mind. They're afraid to be who they are supposed to be. Once they find their inner self, so many people are afraid to speak up. And it's hard. Even a person like me, there's things I won't say in certain environments because I just don't like the conflict. I just don't want to stir things up. I don't want to risk certain things. But it's coming to a point to where we're all going to have to speak up and be who we are and start understanding the energy that we all have and realize that we came here. We chose to come here. You know, I'm really coming to terms with that thought and that reality that I chose this. I chose this shit, man. You did too. We all chose to come here. Our collective consciousness, we chose as an individual to experience this. Now, a lot of people say, okay, well, God created the heavens and the earth, created man and all that. So, and I hear people say, well, if God's so good, why do people suffer? Why are there evil people? Why are these things happening in the world? Well, because we were given the freedom of choice. As an individual, we chose to come here to experience this physical reality and to experience this individuality and this ability to make the choices for ourselves and learn from the consequences of our choices. And every day, if you pay attention, you can learn from something. My dad had a saying that he used to tell me, and I remember it so well. He said, you can always learn something from every single person that you meet. You can either learn what to do or what not to do. That was a very simple phrase that I remember him saying that. And if you think about that, everybody you meet, every single person in your life, every action, every thing that happens, you can learn from it. Go, oh, you know, maybe I'm not going to act like that, or I'm not going to do that. Or, you know what, this person is living this way and living this lifestyle being this type of person, and that's the kind of life I want to have. So I think I'll emulate that. But the fact that we all chose this experience should be important to you. You chose this, so don't waste it. Learn every single day and realize that we are not here to be controlled. We are not here to follow someone else's narrative or to be what someone else thinks we should be. We're here to be what we choose to be. And when you start to think that, when you start to speak up, you're going to make some enemies. Trust me. I lost some so-called friends because I have certain opinions, or I speak my mind, or I'm just who I am. And you know what? That's fine. There's so many people in the world. I don't need them all. I got over 2 million of you guys listening to the show, so I'm fine. But when you start to actually how do I put this into words? To come to terms with who you are. I mean, who you really are. Not who you present yourself. Not the mask that you wear in front of your wife, in front of your family, in front of your friends, in front of your boss, in front of the general public. Not that person. The person that you really are. And, I mean, I see stuff like this that kind of makes me start to worry about humanity as a whole, as a collective. When I'm walking through a mall or down somewhere where there's other people, I've been noticing a lot lately that people go out of their way to look away from you or to not make eye contact. And I go out of my way to say, hi, how you doing? How's your day? A lot of people are uncomfortable. Oh, fine. And they get nervous. And that's a shame. We are getting so disconnected from the human experience. And I blame a lot of that on technology. And some of it, I blame a lot of it on the media. Blame a lot of it on just about everything, where we're headed. We're headed down a dark path. But your path doesn't have to be dark. Doesn't have to be dismal. Doesn't have to be depressing. Because it's your life. It's your choice to feel how you want to feel. And when you make a conscious effort and you pay attention to the triggers that make you get angry or upset or mad, and you realize, you go, well, wait a minute, I'm just a blip on the existence here. Why am I living this uncomfortable life? Why am I not happy? I'm mad because so-and-so did this. Really? I'm mad because this politician said this. Really? I'm mad because my father or my mother treated me this way. Really? Is that going to hold water? That doesn't hold water. Because you're blaming your current existence on another situation, which means you don't have control of your own life. That's where it needs to change. I saw something the other day that really puts our existence, our physical existence, into perspective. When you look at you as a person, in your neighborhood, in your town, in your city, in this country, how many people on this planet, all these human beings on this planet, a lot of us, right? Huge planet. Now put that in perspective of our solar system. Not quite as big. Then zoom out to our galaxy. Starting to feel a little smaller, less important. Then you zoom out to the universe, and the universe is expanding all the time. It's infinite, and there's 400 billion galaxies and planets. It's astronomical. The number, we can't even calculate it because we don't know where the end is. We're just guessing. So our little place in this thing called the universe, our physical place in this, is smaller than a grain of sand on the beach. So when you start feeling self-important, when you start treating people like crap, when your ego gets in the way, when your feelings take over your life and make you unhappy, when you don't take the time to look up from your phone to say hi to somebody that you're passing in the hallway or in the mall, when you isolate yourself so much that you're uncomfortable going out in public, I don't care if with the COVID and whatever, the violence and all that, if you can't go out in public, there's a problem. It's a problem with the way you perceive it. There's a problem with the reality of society. And at some point, you have to stand up for yourself and be who you are. And speak your mind. And know that if your life ends, you're not going to have any regrets about not speaking up, about not being true to yourself, and about not living your life the way you're supposed to. Because when you go through that tunnel and you go into the light and you have that choice to stay in heaven or wherever you call it, or come back to earth, a lot of times, from what I've heard and read and watched on videos, you have a choice a lot of times to come back, because you haven't finished what you decided that you're here for. Now, when I first realized that I could think like this, and what am I here for? It was all about drums and music, entertainment, and it took me to a lot of places. I had a lot of great shows and crowds and friends and performances and memories that are unbelievably fantastic. And right now, at this point in time, I realize that a lot of that enjoyment came from, it was ego-based. Even though it was a talent, it was ego-based. And maybe I took advantage of the situation sometimes, but I probably did. But that was then. Now, at this point in my existence, the fact that I have something to say that people are willing to listen to amazes me. But here we are. So when you're thinking, oh, woe is me, I'm so sad, so depressed, this happened, my life is miserable, I don't have anything to live for, think about the fact that you chose to come here. You chose to experience this. And when we come here and get into this physical being, you get into this meat suit, all the stuff, the collective intelligence that we have as a collective energy, we forget. We're not allowed to remember that because it would change our existence here. And the whole purpose we're here is to experience life, to make decisions, to be free as an individual, to speak and do and act and be who we want to be. And if you're not doing that, you're wasting your time. You're going to come back and do it again until you get it right. And then when the time comes to where your existence here is finished, from what I know, when you move on, it's a beautiful thing. There's no emotion. It's just love. It's all love. And we're here. I've said this since I was a kid, that we're here to learn how to love and love everything. You know, because we are part of everything. Energy. Everything is energy. So you're part of the grass. You're one with the grass. You're one with the trees. You're one with the air, the water, the desk that you're sitting at, the chair you're sitting on, the car you're driving. It's all made from the same energy. It's just arranged in a different way. So your perception of reality is totally up to you. I see it as a opportunity to create happiness and to enjoy every moment my eyes are open. I'm awake. And I do. And you'd be surprised how sometimes it bugs people. Why are you so damn happy? Why are you so pissed off? But, you know, and it's really, it's great to feel that way. And also, on the other hand, you have to also dig down deep and accept who you are. Accept the things that maybe you're not ready to change. I have things about myself that I'm changing every day. And some that I'm like, I'm not going to change. It's just the way I want to be. It's okay. Some people don't like it. I don't care. I'm going to be who I want to be. Because it's my life. That's what Bon Jovi said, right? It's my life. It's your life. Enjoy it. Be who you want to be. Don't take shit from anybody, right? All right. That's all I got today, man. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you let me know how you found it, you know all the stuff. It's text line 304-506-3332. Please grab a copy of the book. You can get a personalized copy at the website as well. And, I'm running out of goodies. So if you want some extra goodies, go ahead and get the personalized copy. I'll throw in some stickers, magnets, coasters, keychain, whatever, all kind of stuff. Coolie cups. Who knows? You might even get a shirt or a hat in there. I'm just feeling generous right now. So get your copy of The Positive Perspective from my website, bepositivepodcast.com. That's all I got to say today. I hope my words help you. I appreciate everybody who lets me know how these words help. Tina, thanks for writing in. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.